Hey guys, Alana here, and I'm excited to bring you a new little series I'm working on called Alana's Quick Bites. Every week I answer questions live from my exclusive diet bet weight loss group. And because the past ones are too good to hold back, I thought I would share them now with the rest of you. So here's another bite-sized insight. Hope to answer your question next. The link can be found in the notes. Enjoy.
I really can relate to this question, the question of being able to eat really well, stick to the TV mindset in your plan when you're home, be able to feel like you have good control, it works for your body, everything works. But then when you're with family, whether it's a day, a week, a meal, it just totally throws you off. I love the question you said, how to tips to deal with the emotional connection, the buttons they push, the way they are, which is how they raised me, and the food that they, surround me with. So I think it's twofold here, preparing you to deal with your parents in particular and your family members. One is we have to plan for the food, and the other, you have to plan for the buttons that they push, right? So first things first, let's talk about the food, the practical, okay? Because I always say, I break down weight loss into three parts, and all three parts are really messing with you when you're with your family, right? First is the food part, which is, it sounds like you stick to the 2B mindset when you're at home, but when you're with your family, it sounds like everything is out the window. So we have to get you surrounded by the foods that make you most comfortable and feeling your best and on track with your goals. First and foremost, that's the nutritional piece. So we're going to plan for what foods you can maybe bring there. And then we have that emotional piece, the buttons they push. And then we have the environmental piece, which is probably like how your mom is like food pushing food onto you and making everything about the food. So let's hit one at a time. First is the nutritional piece. This is one of the reasons why I say fall is the best time to lose weight, because we're coming out of summer, which is a lot of social networking in the summer, right? There's just barbecues, there's travels, there's weddings. Summer is a very, very, very social season. The fall, we have a nice little break before the holidays. That's, I don't think you have to be antisocial to lose weight, but in terms of establishing a routine and reducing temptations for you and being able to meal prep and plan ahead and stuff like that, September and October are really good months to hunker down in that way before the holidays come trickling in. So one is we have to get the nutritional piece on track. So I have a client in the top of my head who had the same issue. She was always eating well. Every time she went to her parents, she did not eat well. So I said, for now on, you're just going to start bringing some healthy foods to your family. You're going to bring a salad. These are your parents. This is not like you're going to a new friend and it's a business meeting. This is your parents. So go ahead and bring your own meal packaged up or triple the recipe. I'm sure your parents would benefit from the health too. And from you bringing a huge salad that they can try. It really, really, really helps. I had one client tell me that she always raids her mom's pantry, and her mom's pantry has not the same food that she keeps in her own home. And one thing that she loved keeping in her own pantry was hearts of palm. I was like, go to Costco, go to Kroger, go to your big grocery store, get like 10 cans or jars of hearts of palm and bring them to your mom's house and stock her pantry with them. Just put them in the back of her pantry. She won't even notice. It literally changed her life. Like she felt like every time she could go to her mom's house, she could open up her can of hearts of palm while everyone else is eating chocolate bar or cookies or popcorn or whatever it is. And it made such a difference. So these are ways where you could bring your comfort foods into their homes, which will make the whole process more comforting. If you feel like you don't have any foods to fill up that make you feel good, and you're around the temptations, the food pushing and the pressing of the emotional buttons, it's a huge disaster. So make sure the nutrition piece is there. You bring cut up veggies and all that. I also really believe if you're sleeping there for more than 3 days, bring a scale. I always do. It helps so much because like bigger meals, later meals, their food, not your food. You go on the scale every 2 days, every day, you start to be like, what am I doing? I need my water. Yeah, I need to go to the grocery store. I need to like get into that fridge and make my own thing. So bring your own food, bring a scale. And then in terms of the emotional buttons, parents are always going to strike a chord emotionally. Family, it's just, I have a big family. We spend a lot of time together. I understand all the emotional ups and downs, believe me, always. But my best advice here is when things are heated up and emotional, make sure they're not taking place at a meal or in the kitchen, try to walk away. So if the conversation starts to get political or judgmental or personable and just uncomfortable, like that's when I like to like get up, make myself a iced coffee in the kitchen, get out of the table, especially if dessert's being served, get my two hands on the wheel of my water bottle, like take a break into my room for a second, you know, excuse myself to go to the bathroom, something like that. But like, if the conversation is heating and you find yourself sitting at that table with a big plate of cookies within hand's reach, it's going to be really tricky. So it really helps to literally just physically remove yourself from that space, especially when it's surrounded by food, because then otherwise you're really reinforcing emotional eating every single time. Taking walks, taking breaks, if you're staying at their house, making sure you're still getting a workout in, you're taking time for yourself, really helps. Okay. Great question. You can do it. And when you start to be able to maintain your weight and maintain your weight loss and really eat your own food and feel in control of your own self while you're around your parents, you're not going to give them as much control moving forward, and you're not going to dread seeing them as much moving forward. And it can really honestly help build your relationship together. I feel strongly about that. Obviously, that's my opinion and my past experience that I've seen work really well. But I do find that that really helps when the people who push your buttons and lead you to steer off what you like to do no longer have that control over you. It's very, very empowering.